Thanks for tuning into this week's podcast. If you'd like to know more about our ministry, you can check us out on the web at hillsideassembly.org. You're about to hear a message from our current message series, and I hope you open your heart and mind to hear a word from God today.
Saturday, May 18th at 8 a.m. till noon, we're going to have a church work day. We obviously have a lot of outside work to do. Our new concrete has been laid, and we've got some excavating work to do to put back some dirt along the edges of where all that concrete has been laid. So if you're going to come work outside, please bring a shovel. We'll definitely need it. We'll also have some projects inside. We're going to ask, if you're planning to be here for work day next Saturday, could you sign up in the foyer so we can have an accurate count on how many people are planning to attend? That would be great. That's next Saturday from 8 to noon. Next Sunday, following the morning worship experience, we've got a team that is going to be going out to some assisted living facilities, going to sing some hymns, going to share some songs, going to love on some people, get an opportunity to maybe pray for some people. If you'd love to be a part of this ministry, please see Loretta. I'm sure Loretta can wave her hand for you all right now in service. That's the lady that you want to see. You can also sign up in the foyer, and please do that. So again, we have an accurate count on how many people are planning to be a part of that. That's going to be at 1:30 next Sunday afternoon. Well, I know you've got a great worship experience ahead of you. Robbie's about to lead you in worship. And then one of my favorite speakers of all time is going to share a word from God with you today. And that's Adrian Granados. He is absolutely, hands down, one of my favorite speakers. He's going to do a great job for you. So while we're in Winona, Minnesota, we're ready to experience God. I know you guys are going to experience God in Ripon. And we will see you later this week. I'm going to turn things over to Robbie for this morning.
Stand to your feet as we continue with worship. Deuteronomy 32, verse 3 says, I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. This is a song that Moses sang. And today we get to sing about the greatness of God. We're going to sing this great hymn, How Great Thou Art. Oh, Lord, my God. When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling of the sings my soul.
Sent him to die. I still stand.
will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, let's just take a minute and just wait in His presence. Just listen to His voice as He's speaking to your heart today. Exalt you, bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nations and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Like a rose. trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you for the life that you have given to us through Jesus. You are exalted above all kings. You are exalted above all. We worship you, Lord. Now, Lord, as we go and look into your word, pray an anointing over Adrian, that as he shares what you have put in his heart, I pray that you would strengthen us and encourage us and challenge us to apply your word to our life. Not just here on a Sunday morning, but Monday through Saturday. May we live our life, may we live our worship in a way that is pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Before we get started, Pastor asked me to share one quick announcement with you for this coming Saturday. If you have a truck and help in moving dirt Thursday to celebrate, I'd like you to see if you can relate to any of these. And if you're not a mother, see if you can relate to your own. It's spicy is a universal mom code for I don't want to share. Why is a computer so smart? Because it listens to its motherboard. Why did they have to rush the mommy rattlesnake to the doctor? She had to bite her tongue. I asked a police recruit during an exam, what would you do if you had to arrest your own mother? He said, call for backup. Cleaning with kids in the house is like brushing your teeth with Oreos. Silence is golden. Unless you have kids, then it's suspicious. Nothing is really lost until mom can't find it. Then you know it's lost. There is a legend that if you take a shower and scream, Mom, three times, a nice lady appears with a towel you forgot. Or your wife, in my case. Please excuse the mess. My kids are making memories of me yelling at them to clean up the mess. Here's Mom's recipe for iced coffee. Have kids, make coffee, forget you made coffee, put it in the microwave, forget you put it in the microwave, drink it cold. Another quote says, my nickname is Mom, but my full name is Mom, 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 Mom. And finally, she believed she could, and she almost did. But then someone asked her repeatedly for a snack, and she totally lost track of what she was doing. Motherhood comes with a lot of challenges, but there is also great reward in growing a small human being into a bigger human. I've never been a mom, or a parent for that matter, but I know from teaching and coaching the proud moments of seeing someone grow into the person that you are helping them become. And that's something awesome about motherhood. Here at Hillside, though, we're not just celebrating women with children of their own, but all women who have played a motherly role to others in the church through words of wisdom, through care, through love. All of those are appreciated and needed at our church. And so if you are a lady here at a church, we have a lot of gifts back at the table. I don't know exactly what there is. There's a variety of things for you to choose from, all hopefully something that you'll find that you'll love. So don't forget before you leave today that we have a gift to celebrate you. Motherhood is essentially linked with creation. From the moment a new child is conceived, mothers join with God in the amazing process of creating a new being. Parents reflect and give glory to God in this way, that they take part in something integral to God's character, being a great creator. Today we're going to look at God as the great creator of the universe in Genesis chapter 1. Now, I have a Bible that I received from this church as a graduation gift from high school, and that's the one that I use now. And this is an excerpt at the beginning that I read that I thought was worded very well. It says, out of nowhere, time, space, and all the living whirl forth as God speaks the universe into existence. With the utterance of his voice, creation takes form. Chaos yields to order, light eclipses darkness, and emptiness fills with life. We'll head into Genesis chapter 1 now, Anthony, please. Let's pray quickly. Dear Jesus, thank you for your amazing word and the privilege that we have to have it in our own language, to have it in front of us, and to be able to learn about you through the words that you have spoken to so many great people throughout the Bible. Please help us to learn more about you now and that we would focus on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and he called the darkness night, and there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Notice here that God is the one who created the heavens and the earth. He is the maker of all, and he is the ruler of all. God only had to speak, and at his command, light burst forth out of nothingness. There is amazing power in God's voice. There is amazing power in reading the Bible, in prayer. In God's voice, there is amazing power to make things out of nothing. Let's go into verse 6. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to the various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the third day. Today, one of the things that I want us to be able to see is God's power and his greatness throughout creation. And so I decided to look at one thing alone in here. There are so many things that we could look at. But if we just look at water alone, which maybe doesn't seem too intricate compared to things like animals and plants, God's creation is beyond comprehension, just water alone. So this bucket can hold 1 gallon of water. And so I spent quite a bit of time doing some math, and what I found out was Green Lake has gallon buckets to fill, so I picked the Pacific Ocean. And the Pacific Ocean has 187 quintillion gallons of water. So if you're wondering how many is that, that would be 187,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, many times you would have to pour. Okay, then I said, well, what happened if I was trying to fill the Pacific Ocean by 1 gallon buckets? Well, first of all, you couldn't. But if you wanted to and God gave you the strength and you had eternity to do it, let's imagine that you could scoop 1 bucket per second, right? So this is it, okay? So in 1 second, you could scoop 1 gallon. 100 gallons would take you 1.6 minutes, so about a minute and a half. If you wanted to do 1,000 gallons, one every second, that would take you 16.6 seconds, or minutes, I should say, 16.6 minutes, okay? But here's the thing I don't think we often realize is we, see, one thing that I found so cool about God is he makes things so big and so numerous that we can't actually understand them. So the jump between 1,000 to 1,000,000 doesn't always seem like that much to me. But 1,000 seconds is 16.6 minutes. 1,000,000 seconds is 12 days. So there's a big jump. So 12 days we'd go pouring. Okay, what if we go to 1,000,000,000 gallons? Now that's 32 years. So Green Lake would take 8,000 years of 1 gallon every single second. Would take us 8,000 years to fill that. What about 1 trillion, that'd be 32,000 years. 1 quadrillion gallons, 32 million years. 1 quintillion gallons, 31.7 billion years. So to fill the Pacific Ocean, 1 gallon at a time, every single second, never missing a second, would take 6 trillion years. An unimaginable amount of time. But to me, I still can't fathom those numbers. 8,000 years versus 6 trillion years, right, for Green Lake and for the Pacific. So I divided each by 100 to make it a little bit easier, because that's what you do. So for Green Lake, if we could do 100 gallons, right, if you had a 100-gallon bucket, or you had 100 people all every second pouring 1 gallon, it would take us 80 years to fill Green Lake. So a lifetime of 100 people every single second would take 80 years. But for the Pacific Ocean, it would take 60 billion years still. And that's only one ocean. The point I'm trying to get across here is we can't even fathom how much water God created. And it can't even compare to the other wonders that he's made. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let them be light and let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made 2 great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night, the sun and the moon. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the 4th day. Now, we just talked about how much water there is on earth. I'm not going to go into all the math, because I'm telling you, it would be very difficult for me and take a lot longer. But scientists estimate that there are about 200 sextillion stars in the universe, right? We only went to quintillions. Now we're going to sextillions. And remember, if we just go from 1,000 to million, we go from a matter of 16 minutes to 12 days. And the jump becomes more each time we add 3 zeros. Apparently, I did do the math. If one star is... Okay, so anyway, our star, the sun, is relatively small. I don't know if you knew that. But it gives Earth so much energy, light, and warmth. In fact, it gives us all the energy, light, and warmth we need for everything we do. It's so cool to see this and realize that God is infinitely powerful. Remember, he did this all with just his voice. God is also so wise, and from the very beginning, he knew what we would need now to help. We do, in fact, tell time using the cosmos. Our orbit around the sun, our day and night cycles, the moon have all helped people throughout time. And one more thing. The sun is 400 times bigger than the moon. But the sun is also 400 times farther away. And that is the reason we can have perfect solar eclipses like we did just recently. God took great care and made every detail perfect. God didn't just throw the universe together. He made a masterpiece. Verse 20. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the 5th day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. God has a wonderful imagination, and with it he created all sorts of different animals. The giraffe, with a long neck to reach leaves, crocodiles with incredible jaw strength able to crush bone, hummingbirds with the perfect beak set up with the perfect flower, and dogs that loyally follow their leaders. You know what a beetle is, right? It's that insect that has the first set of wings that are formed into a hard casing. I don't know if you knew, but As far as we are aware of, that we've named, that we know of, there are over 350,000 different kinds of beetles. Okay? And that's just a beetle. God made so many different animals. He doesn't ever run out of ideas, and he's not limited by his imagination. And even with all this, we see that God took special care in his final creation. Verse 26, then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw that all he had made, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Notice the word very in this part. Humans are God's most special creation. That means we are God's most special creation. And we are wonderfully made. I know I've hit you with a lot of math. The goal of it isn't to be teaching you all these numbers for you to memorize, but rather for you to see that God's power is infinite and so much more than we can comprehend. In one human cell, there are over 3 billion base pairs of DNA. And the average adult has about 32 trillion cells. I did not do the math for how much DNA there was, but there is a lot of DNA, right? And if you looked at how complex DNA itself is, it is amazing. God made us so wonderfully. Humans are made in the image of God, and we are unique in that way. Now, we see that there are two purposes that God gave to us. There are many purposes, such as to worship him. But two that we see right here are that one, we're to rule over nature and to multiply. So God is not just a creator, but he is also a caretaker and a nurturer. And he asks us that we do the same. As we are made in his image, he also wants the same from us, that we care for God's creation responsibly. In the creation of the universe, we see the greatness of God. For example, we've seen his power, creativity, his foresight, and his wisdom. However, in the vastness of creation, how could God ever really care about me? I'm one person in an incomprehensibly enormous universe. I'm not worth enough for God to really pay attention to me. But that's not how God views us. In Psalms 139, verses 13 through 15, we read, for you created my inmost being, talking to God. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden of the earth. In our every detail. In Matthew chapter 10, we see, it's written, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Or in other words, a sparrow, the bird, isn't worth very much, we might think. Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your father's care. And even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. God knows you to the finest details. A sparrow, which many people would have seen as not worth very much, is cared for God. And not just one or two. He says that not a single sparrow will fall to the ground outside of God's care. And as God's special creation, how much more are we cared for and loved by God? God is infinitely powerful, and he has created all. But he is also infinitely loving to each one of us. Today, the last worship song that we sang happened to be my favorite worship song. And I wanted to share with you the lyrics quickly, as it happens that the lyrics of the song mirror what we see with God here. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. In this part, we're reminded of God, what he did through creation, what he's doing with the orders, with the laws of the universe. But we're reminded that in spite of the vastness of the universe, Christ still died for us. The song ends, crucified, laid behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall, and you thought of me above all. Just, so one thing I want to remind each of us is God is infinitely powerful, infinitely wise. He is in control of all. But at the same time, God also has an infinite love and care for each of you. And when we can remember that, as we're reading our Bibles, as we're praying, it gives us confidence in who God is. It gives us confidence that if we're following him, that he has a plan for us, that he knows what's best for us, and that he will make all things come together for our good. The worship team can start coming up now. And Robbie, if you would come up. Just as God cares for each of us, he also asks us to care for each other. In James chapter 5, we see that if anyone is sick, they are to come and be prayed over. And today, I don't believe Sean Setzer is here, but we're going to pray for him. He had a doctor's visit, and they found some more cancer in his neck. And so today we're going to pray for him because we know that God is infinitely powerful and that he can do a miracle. So, Robbie, would you please pray for Sean?
Lord, we just lift up Sean before you right now. We know that you are a God who can do all things. You do miracles. You heal people. And Lord, we pray for a miracle right now for Sean. We don't understand why certain bodies work a certain way, but we just place them into your hands now, that you would do a work in his heart and in his life. I pray that you would, in cancer, turn you to trust and put his dawn, and I pray that you would be an encouragement to her, that she would encourage Sean, and that together they would continue to fulfill your will for their life. We just pray a blessing over him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing this song again in a minute, but we're going to pray for something else, too, this morning. Pastor asked if we could pray for Adrian, because he has surgery this week. So, Adrian, you're going to have to come back up here. And Hannah's going to come back with you, because you should stand together. So, and I think it'd be appropriate if we could have our board members. I know this is last minute here, but if there's any here, I think Brad is here, Don is here, and who else? Anybody else? John. Does one of you feel comfortable to pray for Adrian? Do we need to draw straws? I prayed for Sean, so if one of you would want to volunteer, that would be awesome. John, thank you very much.
Heavenly Father, we just put Adrian in your care as he undergoes surgery, Lord. I just pray that your hand would be upon him. We thank you, Lord, in the position you have Adrian in, how you have used his life, and Hannah also. We just pray, Lord, you would just place your hand on him, Lord, as he goes through this surgery, that that you would just give him a quick recovery, and that he would just know, Lord, that you are with him. And God, we just thank you for all that you've done in their lives and continue to work in their lives. And we just thank you, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Stand to your feet. We're going to sing this song together, Above All.
Above all power, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what.
Lord, I thank you for this opportunity we have to listen to your word. Thank you that Adrian reminded us of how powerful and how awesome you are beyond our comprehension. God, I pray that as we go from this place, that we would serve you with all of our heart, that we again would live our lives in a way that pleases you. God, tomorrow morning when we wake up, remind us of your greatness. And may we start our day off giving you thanks and praise for all that you are doing in our lives. Now, Lord, we pray over our offering. Thank you for how you are supplying our needs at Hillside. Continue to bless through our finances as we give of our tithes and our offerings to you. And now go with us and dismiss us with your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. We'll see you next week.